Thursday, June 8th, 2017. Joe Crummy, these are my evil thoughts.
Number one.
Yes?
Be loyal.
How quaint. The concept of loyalty in Washington, D.C. Seriously, there was an old joke about that. If you want a friend in Washington, was it Harry Truman or somebody said, you want, get a dog, all right? Seriously. Hey, the podcast today is about the former director of the FBI, who you heard on there. Yeah, we heard a little bit of him. Anyway, James Comey testifying. He said three things. Let me give them right up front before we even tell you what else is coming up on the show. Comey said three things today. Number one, that when Trump asked him to let the Flynn thing go, it happened once, the day after Trump had fired Flynn. That happened once. But he go, hey, can you let it go, my man? He said it once. Comey said so today. Number two, Comey also said that when Trump said let it go, he understood completely that Trump was referring strictly to Mr. Flynn and not the Russia thing. So he was very clear on that. He said that today. And number three, the capper, he also said that Trump was not under investigation. Wow. So that makes it a lot harder to push the narrative that, oh, well, Trump, you know, they're getting close. They've almost got him crap, which is what the media and CNN, you know, they know they're getting close. Remember last week with Wolf Blitzer when they were trying to go after Jared Kushner? Well, you know, we're in the White House now. It's almost like they're virtually storming the White House with torches. You know, we're in the Oval, you know, we're in the White House now. We're one step closer to the president. I mean, that's what these guys are doing. They want him out. And it was really bad today when the director Comey said, you know what, Trump was not under investigation the entire time, and he knew it. And I told him so, and now I'm admitting it, he was not. So when he was saying, go easy on Flynn, he really meant go easy on Flynn. You know, don't let me, you know, I don't have, I'm not, you know, he's a good guy. Yeah, that's what he said. You know, God, these guys are great. I will say this, though. I'm not going to do a wholesale dump on Comey. He looks to me like he's, I'll tell you what I really think about him, that he's an honest guy. I really do. I think he's an honest guy, but I just think he's intimidated by Trump, which I really like. You know, I wanted somebody like Trump in there. I bet you did, too. I dig the fact he's a strong leader. And if you can't handle it, you know, well, that's your damn, you know, what's that stupid story they ran on CNN a couple of weeks ago about how Comey was so worried about being around Trump that he was hiding in the drapery, that he had on a blue suit and the drapery was blue. So he deliberately stood and sort of wrapped himself in the drapes. And CNN was playing the video all weekend long, you know, as though Trump is evil. I suggest an alternative assessment of that videotape that Comey is a pussy, okay, that he's intimidated by Trump. Because Trump is going to be run the show a lot like a New York City real estate mogul. Hey, come on in, sit down. Hey, you're my buddy, right? You know, he's going to do stuff. That's how he runs. That's how he works. And Comey's like, can't handle it. So that's my impression that not Comey's like evil and bad, but I think he's in over his head. He's almost like Kathy Griffin, you know, because he's I think he's awash between sort of titanic forces that he can't control. One of them being evil Trump, you know, the intensity of Trump. And the other thing is, you know what I'll say? You sort of deep state or what? You know, maybe I'll use that and have some fun with that on the podcast. So that's my assessment of Comey. Not that, oh, he's, you know, he's a jerk or he's this and that, or even that he's a showboat, is that he's intimidated by Trump. And I think when you're a president and you want to carry a big stick around, I think that's kind of cool. I'm not sure, you know, if you don't like Trump, you don't like it. It's like the cow jumps over the moon, you know, as we've said before on this show. If you listen to the podcast, you know what I'm trying to get at. It's a fact. You know, Trump is intimidating. Okay. If you hate Trump, it's like, oh, the cow jumped over the goddamn moon. Jeez, I told him, don't do it. You know, that kind of thing. Or, hey, the cow jumped over the moon. This is awesome. Right? So Trump is intimidating. CNN reads it like, oh, he's terrible. He's intimidating. As a matter of fact, David Axelrod, you know, came out today. This is awesome. On one of those panel shows on CNN, I think, with girlfriend Brooke. And David Axelrod said, well, you know, it's maybe it's not obstruction, you know, something like that, but he goes, it's the shredding of the norm. I go, oh, wow, the shredding of the norm, huh? Why don't you call up Angela Merkel, ask her how it felt? You guys can hang out, maybe have some beers or something. Or ask NATO how that feel when the president stood up and says, you guys blown a lot of money on a nice digs here, but, you know, how much bang for the buck are we getting? And by the way, how much are we putting in? Yeah, okay. Nice to see you guys. Or what was the other one? Just fighting with the mayor of London. Like, are you taking this seriously or not? That's Trump. And if you like Trump, it's like, yeah. And if you don't, it's, oh, you know. What was it again with David Axelrod? It was the shredding of the norm. That's funny. Let's go to Marco Rubio. He's mentioning those three things to Director Comey, and then we'll get to a little politics behind what's going on.
Number one, be loyal.
Yeah, this is the president asking for loyalty. I mean, how dare he?
Number two, let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not personally under investigation.
Yeah. Now he starts to flip it to the politics behind it. So I'm digging this.
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
All right, there's Director Comey. Yeah.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right.
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known that for weeks?
Wow. Yeah. How come, we're getting all these leaks here?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah, right.
I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Finally, who are those senior leaders at the FBI that you shared these conversations with?
As I said in response...
Yeah, let me just stop here because I'm missing an opportunity to make a point. What Marco Rubio said is, how come all the leaks that came out against the president got out so easily, and yet the one that is supportive of him that would damage this whole thing about the investigations getting close to him, you know, the point about how he is not under investigation. I mean, the president had to come out and say it. But, of course, nobody believes the president because he's biased, you know, on his behalf. Right? That's good. Oh, of course he's going to say that. But all along he was right. He was exactly right about it. That is confirmed today. And what Marco Rubio is asking Director Comey, how come all the leaks that came out were all about trashing Trump, yet not this one, which is incredibly important? How is that? And remember, the leaks are coming not out of only Washington, D.C., but through the leftist media outlets as well. So he's really shaping up the bias here. And let's continue.
Senator Feinstein's question, Deputy Director, my Chief of Staff, General Counsel, the deputy directors, chief counsel, and then more often than not, the number three person at the FBI, who's the associate deputy director, and then quite often the head of the national security branch.
All right, now I kind of screwed all that up by talking in the middle of it, but all those names you just heard were all the people that had access to the information that we were just talking about. That's what Marco Rubio just did. And I kind of screwed up the audio by jumping in the wrong place. But he said, oh, okay. So, you know, all these leaks come out and they're all negative on, evil Trump. What's up with that? When there's all this other stuff over here, that just doesn't seem to get leaked. You know, what? And then he goes, and then Comey goes, well, you know, the Gang of Eight, you know, the people he gives it to in the Senate, that would be, I bet you Lindsey Graham is that. Was that eight senators who have access to this information? They call them the Gang of Eight. Is Maverick McCain in there too? Well, whatever. But he says those people are pretty tight-lipped, right? Sort of pushing back on Rubio, like, hey, I just, you know, I gave it to these guys in the Senate, you know, they're usually my experiences. They're pretty, you know, pretty. And Rubio's having none of it. He's going, oh, yeah, well, who else knew? Boom. And that list of people that you can back up the podcast and listen to again, right? All of those people had access to that information. That's what Rubio is saying. Is that you guys are biased, they're leaks, they're politically motivated, and we're only going to get to the bottom of this if I start to talk about it. Now, here's something else out there. You had Senator Richard Burr. He is a Republican from North Carolina, and he was asking Comey, see, this is really great. He was asking Comey about the time last summer when Comey came out and was talking about Hillary Clinton and her emails and all that stuff. And if you realize, about a year ago, there was a very famous scene where President Clinton, the father of this guy we're going to talk about a little bit later on the show. Remember I said that Bill Clinton had a kid? We're going to hopefully get to that. That Clinton got on the some kind of a jet with the attorney general last year. It would have been Loretta Lynch, who took over for Eric Holder in the Obama administration. I'm sure she was a right-winger, too. And she met or was on the tarmac in Phoenix at the airport, Sky Harbor. And Clinton happened to be there, just happened to be in the airport at the same time. Got on her jet, got on her private jet. And they talked about golf and their grandkids, supposedly. Yeah, right. You know, that was the, and that's what Loretta Lynch said, too. They asked her about it. Goes, what did you talk about? She goes, our grandkids mostly. She used the weasel word. Our grandchildren mostly, you know, yeah, what about the rest of it? Oh, yeah, that was politics. But, you know, whatever. These are the weasel words. So you, and this is what made Comey freak out, because Loretta Lynch had come to him and said, there's a certain word I want you to use as we, quote, investigate Hillary. And it'll all come out of this audio I'm playing now. So here is Senator Richard Burr addressing that subject with Director Comey in the hearings today.
The decision to publicly go out with your results on the email.
Right. This was July of last summer, 2016, when Comey came out, came forward.
Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way. That was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately.
Yeah, you know, again, I will say this. So, in other words, you've got Comey running the FBI at the time, and he sees the Bill Clinton is in the middle of an election season, gets on the plane with Loretta Lynch, the attorney general. They have sort of a private conversation that he is not privy to. And, of course, you've got this huge looming investigation going on at the time that Comey's up to his eyeballs. And, you know, I really do believe this. The best way to look at Comey as really as somewhat of a Boy Scout, not perfect or anything, but really caught between titanic forces that he's weak. Do you think, and I don't know much about J. Edgar Hoover, but I do know one thing, that the presidents were actually intimidated by him. I just don't think that Comey is, you know, up to the task, because here he is again. He's between a rock and a hard place last summer as well, and he just doesn't seem to be able to navigate through it.
To protect the credibility of the investigation.
So he has to come forward because he doesn't trust Loretta Lynch anymore. That's what he's saying. That's the Obama administration's machine. Media's not all that interested in this, but let's continue.
Which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department. Probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in open setting is that at one point the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter.
Right, because Hillary's running for president. Right? And they're not taking sides of the Justice Department. Of course not. everything that happened before Trump in the Justice Department, it's, you know, whatever. But, you know, it sounds to me like it's running the same way it always has, except we have sort of a selective interest in what we want to know about and what we want to be upset about. Let's continue.
Which confused me and concerned me, but that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
Yeah, so he's really caught between these titanic forces there. Whether it's to do the right thing, and then he's got all these people that, this is Rome all over again. Isn't that incredible stuff? Great. Now to the Bill Clinton story itself, just for fun. There is a guy who claims he's Bill Clinton's kid. His name is Danny Williams, and he lives in Arkansas. Normally, I could care less about this. I think it's kind of a funny conclusion of the story. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Clinton has a number of kids. It's been said about me, but it's not true. But with Bill, apparently it is. Aha, got you there, Bill. Anyway, Danny Williams, from the video I'm looking at, he looks maybe he's 30 years old. Maybe he's 30. And here he is talking about Bill Clinton's my dad. There's a reason I'm bringing this up.
I also want to take this opportunity to appeal to my stepmother.
Yeah, he's off mic here, but let's play another couple of seconds of him.
Hillary Clinton. She has the power. She has the power to have Bill Clinton provided in that sample.
Whoa, what she's saying is Hillary Clinton, you have the power to force Bill Clinton to provide a DNA sample. Anyway, the reason why I'm bringing this up, poor kid. You know, they're also asking for Monica's blue dress with the stain on it so they get the DNA off of that, too, if Bill's not available. Wow. Well, Twitter has authenticated his account. Danny Williams, his profile says, President Bill Clinton's son. And they have authenticated it, validated it. Wow. All right, shout out today to David Brayton right here in Los Angeles. David is receiving on an Android platform. All right, it can be done. Joe's Evil Thoughts available all across a variety of platforms. By the way, when I say subscribe to Evil Thoughts, it doesn't cost you any money. All right, some guy said to me, a good friend of mine yesterday said, wow, subscribing costs money. Not yet. No, it's free. Subscribe and the Evil Thoughts come directly to your device every day. Nice. Spread these evil thoughts. Tell your friends about it. Joe Crummy available on Facebook and Twitter is Joe Crummy, and Instagram as Crummy Joe. Now, turn up the music.